choose your words wisely.
The more we came closer to actually getting the room together, it was special to me because I wanted it to be our stories. I wanted it to not be the assumption of our experiences.
Like, how are these women evolving just as women and as friends?
I almost feel like
I think there's something very authentic about the show. It's about who we are, and it's not anyone else writing for us.
You know, who knows black females better than black females?
Guess who's going to be on the cover of Black Sweat magazine?
Who? Please. Even though, like, we're all women, black women, and we can relate to each other, we're from totally different places, so it's like we come in with different ideas and perspectives.
I've always liked the idea and the concept of humanizing black women. I really, really wanted to bring about some real true-to-life African-American women characters and what the journey is of dating.
We're friends, that's what friends do. And if I'm not gonna sleep with him, I might as well set him up with a decent woman.
I brought the idea to D'Angelo, who's a program executive at TV One, and she was excited about changing the face of TV One and bringing in something they had never had before.
So this born-again virgin thing is like a real thing. It's not your writing gimmick or something like that?
No, it's no gimmick. It's very, very real.
Me choosing these women was significant because I've worked with a few of them. And so I knew what they could do. And I listened to them. Where in some rooms they may not have been heard, I listened to them and I knew they had a strong voice.
There's a certain way we as black women get written. We always have an underlying struggle or underlying sense of pain. I really wanted women who believed in love, had not been hurt so bad that they couldn't believe.